Well, hey, everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back. Well, I've got an update for you on my very favorite accessory that I've installed so far, accessory slash mod for the Cybertruck that I've installed so far. This is the rear view camera mirror installation in the Cybertruck. I've got a separate video where I've done the entire installation video, and I'll try to link that here if you're on YouTube or give it to you. It was about a month, 2 months ago, I did that video maybe. And it essentially puts a third-party camera wherever you want. There's enough cable. I have mine installed right here on the top of the tonneau cover because it gives me visibility of the tonneau and even a little bit of a blind spot detection there. And it's much better than the tailgate kind of below on the trailer hitches where they recommended to install it. In any case, if you do get this mod or any additional mods similar to this, I recommend putting the camera up there. That is a 3D printed housing that I've got designed, and the wire essentially goes underneath this piece of fascia and around and wired up into the camera. I've already done that video, so I'm not going to show you how to install it. But the good news is that the company that makes this camera, it's called Hanshow, and I'll put links in there. I can get you a 22% off if you decide to use it on any of their accessories, and I'll put that down here or in the description. They listened to some feedback. I reached out to the engineers at Hanshow and said, hey, one of the problems I have with this camera is that the screen timeout is either off, meaning like the screen is always on, including when you lock your car and walk away until the car goes into deep sleep or the truck goes into deep sleep. And you know how Tesla's been modifying Sentry mode and all these different modes to allow outlets to work or not work or things like that when it goes into sleep? Well, currently the Cybertruck is kept on by this camera, or at least a trickle charge is going on, and I'll walk out to my truck in the middle of the night and the darn camera's still showing. So it's probably got some battery drain. So I reached out to the engineers at Hanshow and said, hey, can you give me an additional option to allow a screen timeout of 30 and 60 minutes? Because their current timeout of like 3 minutes or something like that, it kept going off in every single drive. But I figured, hey, if you did a screen timeout of 30 minutes, my around town drives, I'd touch it once. And if I was doing a road trip, a 60 minute timeout, I'd only have to tap the screen, you know, every hour or so to keep it on. And that way, when I parked the car and maybe went into a hotel or came home for the night, the screen might stay on for a maximum of 30 or 60 minutes. So they gave me an updated firmware image to the camera, and I installed it. And let me show you what we got. Let's go inside the truck. Okay, I'm gonna try to do this inside the truck single-handed with the camera. But if you were not aware, over here on the side, there is a little micro SD card that you can pop in and out with a little bit of a tool. You know, the chip comes out and the chip goes in. And this is also for the dash cam. And you can see it says the TF card, it's loading it. But when you come over here to the settings, The settings had a couple options that are now new. They added a auto screen off setting here of 30 and 60 minutes at my request, which was great news. So now I've got mine set up for 30 minutes, and if I were to go on a road trip or something, I might tap 60, and that way basically the screen will stay on for that length of time before it auto shuts off. Which is exactly what I think I wanted. And maybe I would have switched it up just a little bit. But another thing they added that I particularly don't need for my mounting installation is this rear flip. And basically it does a 180 degree flip of the camera. So based on your installation, instead of having to install the camera upside down, maybe you can just use this rear flip. So that was an additional change in this firmware. It was relatively easy to do. There are instructions on how to do this in the link I'll provide you. But basically, it's downloading an image file, putting it on an SD card by itself, a freshly formatted SD card. You put that SD card in here and then power up the camera, and it sees the image and performs the firmware update installation. And after the firmware update, you'll have to reset the time and things like that because it's essentially a new firmware. But it has these additional settings. So I just really want to give Hanshow a shout out for essentially listening to their customers and giving some additional options in really just a matter of weeks. So I'm really happy with this camera. And the reason I like this camera is for two reasons. A, when the tonneau is closed, you can't see out of the OEM rearview mirror. It doesn't do any good. So having a camera up top allows you to see out the back. And the second is when you're driving an FSD or any mode and you have your blind spot cameras selected, which is an option, whenever you turn your blinker on, the blinker camera is what shows on the screen. And immediately you can no longer see out of the tailgate camera with the current software implementation here. I'm the type of driver that likes to glance out through my rearview mirror to see if there's any fast approaching cars as I'm turning, especially on high speed roads, you know, where I'm slowing down from maybe 60 to 20 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour to turn off the road. I like glancing in the back to see if anybody is perhaps coming up on me too fast. This allows me that. In addition, because you can actually zoom down, look, I can pan down into the tonneau. So if I had something in the tonneau, like a piece of furniture or a mattress or something you were hauling across town and you had it strapped down, with this camera location, I can actually keep an eye on something that's in the bed of the truck that you could not ever do with the camera location of the tailgate camera. So just the ability of panning this camera down and up is another huge, huge feature. Listen, Hancho just gave me a discount code to give you guys some discounts. This is something I like, and I like to talk about things I like. Anyway, let me know what you think of below. I'm really happy with this firmware update because now the auto screen timeout is exactly what I wanted, and it's just getting even better. In any case, leave me some comments below. Let me know what you think. Have a great day, everybody.